It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the web. And today we have that famous guy on TV, OC16 champ.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Oh, you have to look at your watch first.
I did because I just actually woke up. I was in the act of love last night, and usually that takes me about a half day to recover from that situation. But I want to thank you for having me. Now, do people actually listen to this show?
No.
They don't.
No.
I mean, do people actually call in?
No.
They don't call in to find out what the mothball guy is up to?
No.
I love the intro.
They just watch us on the radio.
Is that it? I love the intro. I love the... I mean, yeah, that's great. But I want to thank you for being here. And to all of you listening across the world, we got a beautiful sunny day today. I think the only thing messing us up is what I saw driving in here, George, and that was the gas prices. And, that's what I'm here to talk to you about today. You know, why?
It's only a dollar. What's a dollar?
You know, it just continues to go crazy. I mean, I just heard the show before yours. You know, the guy's talking about gas is just going to go to the roof come next month. $5.
Well, my prediction next year is $6.
By when?
By Memorial Day.
By Memorial Day. 1 year from next
today.
Month. Yeah, it's going to be $6.
Yep.
Wow.
So get used to the five.
Yeah, it ain't gonna go up. So you know, and I'm glad I'm here because I get a chance to ask you the questions. You know, because I know people from Hawaii like ask what they don't know. $6.
$6.
So my grandson, who's five now, and everybody's kids who in elementary, you know, in elementary school, what we looking at if we continue to
10?
Easy, yeah. Within that time. You think you'd ever go more than that?
I think we're going to run out of oil before that.
Sure. I know your prediction on our show, you know, was 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah. And then this
but everybody says, nah.
Yeah. How can they let something like that happen?
Easy. Mm-hmm. Because everybody in Hawaii on vacation.
I know.
They don't get involved.
Mm.
Yeah. And then when it's too late, then they get involved. I mean, perfect example, champ. Look at when they had a tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
How many guys were on the shore taking videos of the wave?
Oh, see, and that's one thing about us in Hawaii, right? Right? We never like nothing happen, but we wanted to see some water.
Yeah.
We wanted to see some water come crashing in, but we never like nobody get hurt. And then, you know, when the water do come in, look what's happened with Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, what I think, you know, I don't know if this is the show, but I think that whole thing is all tied into the whole corporate conspiracy thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's what a lot of people think.
How we control the weather, how we make things happen in the foreign countries to benefit us. Because you know who's benefiting now? The oil company's benefiting now again.
Oh yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
what do we got on the program for today, George?
Well,
since no one's listening.
Yeah, nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening. Are the phones going off the hook? Huh? All right. I want to know if people actually listen to this show. You know?
No, they just watch the radio.
So if you're out there, the number is 296-5467.
No, it's 808.
808. Oh, yeah, we worldwide, huh?
Yeah.
Worldwide, really?
Yeah.
Really?
All right. Yeah, worldwide. We get calls from Canada.
Really? If you have absolutely nothing better to do at this moment, give us a call. 808-296-5467. Talk to the man, the living legend on fuel. And this is the reason I came to you. If I want to make my car run fast, and this is what I tell my friends, make it run fast, efficient. I'm going to see one guy who for his whole life has been building race car engines. That's why I come to you. Otherwise than that, I think you're nuts. I think you're nuts because all your predictions have been correct. And I hate for you to be 100% correct in the future, because that means we're going to run out of oil in 2 years. Gas price is going to be $6 next year at this time. And by the time my five-year-old grandson gets older, he's going to be paying $10.
Yeah.
I hope you're wrong.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, I'd like to announce that our next forum it's going to be at McKinley High School, May 1st, which is a Sunday, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the McKinley High School cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
It's the next forum, May 1st. Put that down.
Yeah.
You want to learn about ethanol, come to that forum.
Yeah, and this one's going to be different from the last one we did. The last one we had, George was just pretty much talking, but this one is going to be a question and answer with George Nita. So for those of you that come down, you can ask the questions. If you don't want to speak into the microphone, then we're going to have people write down the questions, turn them in, we'll read the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way, people don't need to listen to whatever you have to say. If they don't like here, they can just come and know what they want to know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that anybody's listening.
On electric cars, everybody claims electric cars is a green car.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way on this earth an electric car is a green car. Because the battery is made from oil.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have oil, how are you going to get the battery?
Well, that's why the oil companies, they're not fighting the electric cars, because they're still tied into the electric car.
That's right.
You know, so everything is still in. That biofuel stuff, it's still oil.
Yeah.
You're right. What part of fuel you never get? Next.
Yeah. So anyway, the battery, when you got to dispose of it, what are you going to do with it? Can you picture 1 million batteries stacked up on the Honolulu Harbor?
I can take you into Waipahu and show you hundreds of batteries stacked up on the side of the street.
That's pollution.
Yeah.
Okay? But ethanol, there's no waste like that.
Yeah.
It's clean.
Yeah.
And it's all from plants.
Yeah.
From sugarcane.
How long have you been talking about ethanol on your radio?
15 years.
For the last 15 years. So every week, because I don't listen to your show. I didn't even know your show existed for the last, how many years?
15 years.
You've been running a radio show?
Yep.
No kidding. Wow.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Took me 15 years to find you. I'm glad
Slow
I did.
Who are you?
I'm glad I did. No, but yeah, what do people do with the batteries? If they're listening right now and they have a battery they want to dispose of, how are they supposed to do that?
Take it into an auto shop.
Yeah.
They have disposal.
Okay. All right.
What they do is the auto shop turns it into the battery, remanufactures, and make it into a new battery.
Do they give you guys money for that?
Nope.
No recycling of batteries?
Nope.
Really?
We gotta pay.
Somebody making money on recycled batteries.
Oh, yeah.
The guys who sell the batteries. Who make them.
Yeah.
The oil companies.
They charge us $2 a battery. Mm.
You think the oil companies are listening to this show?
Nah.
You think any politicians listen to this show?
Nah.
They don't believe you.
They don't care.
They don't believe you.
No.
They think you're nuts.
Yep. Talking about nuts.
Yeah. Are we talking about Coach Kwan? Coach Wendell?
Yeah. Coach
Wendell. Coach Kwan?
Yeah.
You know, he a nut.
Yeah. He's made a very successful Nifty's and 50's Oldies Bash.
Mm-hmm.
And this year is on October 14th
at
the Pacific Beach Grand Ballroom.
Yeah, this is like the fifth annual already, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And it's from 5 to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very popular event. In fact, you're going to get to see this guy, Champ, there.
That's right. It's one of the best parties I do. A bunch of old people. It's just a bunch of old people just dancing. We got paramedics and ambulances standing by. So for those of you that might have cardiac arrest, you know, got high blood pressure, gout. We got people with gout come on and just wheel themselves around. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, what else?
Anyway, it's a fantastic event, and I would really highly recommend you register early, because my prediction is this year we're going to have over 1,000 people.
There he goes again, his dang predictions. Let me tell you, people, this guy can predict some stuff.
Okay. And they only can hold 750.
That's right.
So you better get in early.
Yeah, what's the number? They should call the coach.
Yeah.
Call
his number is 239-5360. Mm-hmm.
That's 808, by the way, you Canadian.
Yeah.
You Canadians up there.
808-239-5360.
Yes, sir.
Or go to niftyoldiesbash.net on the computer. Mm-hmm. Register early. That's my recommendation. So if you miss it, you snooze, you lose.
Hey, how'd you get your start in cars? What your dad and your was a mechanic or something? When you start working on cars?
Back in high school.
And of course,
high school, you like cars,
right?
Yeah.
What was your first car you had? You remember?
51 Oldsmobile.
51 Oldsmobile.
Big old boat.
Yeah, big metal.
Yeah.
What kind of engine you had in there?
Oldsmobile engine, V8.
V8. Mm-hmm. But you could just sit in, you could sit in the engine and work on it, yeah, back then, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Two guys can get under the hood in there and work on them.
What kind of, what you was running back then? Ethel?
Ethel.
Ethel. You didn't know nothing about fuel back then. He just was
running. Just like
Ethel.
Everybody else.
Right. Just like everybody else, yeah. Remember what gas was back then?
Chevron.
Chevron was the gas you put? How much was it?
20 cents a gallon.
Yeah. 20 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Imagine today. Oh, we got a call.
What?
Yep.
You're kidding. Who's that? Your son? Is that Todd calling? Who's calling?
I don't know.
It's got to be a relative.
We have Lillian from Mo'ili'ili.
Lillian.
Hi, Lillian.
Are we talking to Lillian?
Thank you, Miss Anita, for filling up the ethanol for my sister. I'm still waiting for my steering wheel.
Oh, this is Lillian. I met Lillian. Lillian.
Oh, hi, Cam.
How you doing, Lillian?
I'm still sitting in that car.
Did you install a brake pedal on your side yet?
Oh, not yet.
You got to get one of those student driver cars, Lillian.
I think so.
So that way you can step on the brake when your sister pounds that gas. I had the pleasure of meeting.
I sure enjoy riding that car, though. We sure get to the place so fast.
You know, you came in the other day, and we were, was it yesterday you guys came in? We had the big gas truck over there. We got a whole load of ethanol now, and so we can continue to fuel your car.
Oh, okay.
Did you guys get some or did you guys leave?
We left because you people were so busy.
Yeah, well,
so when I go there, how much would you fill up mine?
You know, girl.
Champ said he's gonna cut you back to 1 gallon.
Let me tell you what, Lillian. Too bad we don't got any romantic music on this thing. You got any romantic music over there? Maybe you can give me a music bed or something. You know, put on some Kenny G for me. Let me romance Lillian as she needs an ethanol refill.
Okay.
You know, no.
She probably needs to go, I think, either Monday or Tuesday, I think.
Yeah.
So please save some for me, yeah?
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you, Lillian, how old are you now?
Okay, I'm 74 now.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
You see what we do here, John?
Okay.
All right, Lillian, let me ask you, what time you go to bed and wake up in... what time you go to bed in the evening and wake up in the morning? I got to know.
Hey, champ, your music's
10.
On.
I got you, baby.
10.
You go to sleep at 10?
Yeah.
You miss Jomo?
Oh, shucks.
All right, we'll see you folks at Nita's Auto Repair, all right?
All right.
You have
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Day.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
See, that's a lady who has nothing better to do on a Saturday afternoon than to listen to this show. Because actually, I wouldn't listen. Do we have another caller? Yeah, we're getting callers. The phones are going off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Mean.
808-296.
Yes.
5467.
Come and ask this guy anything. He's a nut. All right, people?
Yeah.
He's a nut. You know, he's trying to save the islands by utilizing our number one resource that we still have in sugarcane.
Yep.
And people aren't listening to him. They're really pissing me off.
Okay.
What else we got?
I'd like to give some advice to the people of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever there's a shooting, don't be knee early and go look.
Oh, we talk about that stuff too on this this station? Really?
I'm surprised at how many people was watching the guys get shot.
Mm.
All you need is a stray bullet to come find you.
It's like the tsunami effect, man. You know?
Stupid.
We don't want to see bad stuff happen, but we like see stuff happen.
Yeah. So, you know, I cannot believe it.
Well, you know what? Technology nowadays, Josh, with the phones and the cameras, everybody wants to be the first, take a picture and post it.
Yeah.
You know, we live in
what about that
high-tech world?
What about that thing called stray bullet?
Yeah, that's crazy. And shotgun too. You know what shotgun you
spray.
Get? Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Man.
Okay, who we have on the line?
We have Art from Kanuki.
Hey, Art.
Hi. Hey, I got a question. I have a situation. I have a 2003 Nissan Pathfinder. Mm-hmm. And when I press on the when the car when I'm starting the car, I press on the brake, and then I have a hard time disengaging the
shifter.
The shifter.
That's
okay,
a defect,
now,
bro.
No, I took it to Nissan, and they said that there's these two switches, one on the pedal, the brake pedal, and one on the shifter. Mm-hmm. So the one on the shifter is defective, but I need to buy the entire shifter because that's the way it was designed.
What? No, you know what? My Chrysler, right? Same thing, when lock up, and that was on defect, they had to change that whole column, that whole thing.
Yeah,
you know?
So after 2003, they made the solenoid or switch connected to the shifter an independent component. So, but I'm in a dilemma of now the shifter doesn't disengage. You need to play with it, and then it'll disengage. So,
isn't there a pin on that shifter that he can just snap and break?
Yeah, there's a override button or something. But I need to. I've been calling junkyards, and they don't have the stick shift, shifter. So I'm calling for some guidance.
I will just use the button.
The override button.
Yeah.
But when I sell the car, it's not and it costs like $1,000 to repair.
I wouldn't put $1,000 in it.
Not an 03 Nissan Pathfinder.
No.
Yeah, it's excellent shape, like 60,000 miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one tough one. You're going to just have to cut your losses and tell the guy whoever buy your car the next time exactly what you go through.
Yep.
You know, at least the car run. Otherwise, you got to spin. You see how they even catch you on that console, man.
Mm-hmm. No, so man. I've been putting it in neutral, and then the emergency brake. You know, when parking on a level surface,
because you don't can go into park, you know, come out.
Yeah, and then the car locks by using the fob.
Mm-hmm.
But so, that's like a workaround. But I was wondering how available, like going on the internet, difficult to find a shifter.
Quite difficult.
You would probably, the only thing you got to look for in 2001 Ultra Nissan Pathfinder in a junkyard, they got.
Yeah, but that one might have the same problem.
Yeah. Jeez. So you're looking for the parts. So what, Judge? You're looking cut off his lock. No more stuff.
We can bypass it.
Yeah.
Cannot bypass.
We can bypass.
Yeah.
It.
Best thing to do, bro. Go look for Nita's Auto Repair. NITTA/S. Nita's Auto Repair on Kamuali East Street. And then just bring your car in there, and you got Todd and you got George. These guys are the best. If any way they can manipulate that car for you. They can. Yeah, if no can, he gonna tell you straight up no can. But he already looking at me, saying he can do it.
Yeah. Okay.
He's the man. Right. He's the man. Thanks, Art.
Yeah, appreciate the show. Thanks.
Right on, bro. Peace out. See, that's the king. Look, he had nothing better to do today too, unless that's one of your sons disguising himself as Art. Huh?
Okay. Who's next?
We'll go to a short break, and then we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George, Nita, and Chap from OCC.
You hope I come back. I don't know if I'll come back. My 409, she's real fine. My 409, my 409. Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes made from scratch using all natural ingredients. Cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob? Rolling Bob?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm talking.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this guy? Here. Is this your buddy?
That's old Bob.
Bob?
Yes.
Talk to us, Bob. How is your afternoon?
Hey, you know, you're a funny guy, man. I'm cracking up.
Can you just see the ratings on this show going up?
I know. You know what we need is? We need you, me, and George in the studio.
I cannot imagine people even wasting their time, even listening to this show, let alone.
Well, you know what?
I mean, what is this? Happy Days? The music comes on. I'm like, what the heck's going on here? What is that? Man, if I wasn't in a Christian radio station, you'd hear me say some words.
Oh, hey, I'm still cussing from the other day. You know, I was stuck in the traffic in Hawaii Kai.
Oh, man.
And oh, that was nice.
I got to tell you, it's embarrassing.
You know what's rough? I feel sorry for the ladies that are stuck in traffic because, you know, you got to go. Men, we can, you know, we got to make shishi. We will just go. But for the women and the children that were stuck in there for hours, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else is embarrassing?
What?
They contraflow that highway every morning.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they got to shut down both lanes in both directions.
You know, it seems like every time there's a death in one incident like this, the police department takes about 2-3 hours minimum.
Well, you know, investigate the death in two lanes and open up one lane.
That's why you get cameras that will take pictures.
That's
and
right.
Clean up the
take
scene.
Pictures and get traffic flowing. Mm-hmm. You can't have people sitting in traffic 3 hours. It's ridiculous.
No, it is. It is.
The price of gas.
Woo!
The damage to cars. People need medication.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm sitting there. I see people just get out the car and just go.
They left their car.
No, they open the door. They put their back to you, and then you know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. You gotta go.
Right? What are you gonna do?
It's just like the time the military guys didn't hit that overpass. You know, going out to Aiea, the freeway was shut down for hours.
Right. And every time this happens, they come up with no new plan. It's like I said, it's embarrassing. It's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
No information on it. Mm-hmm. You can't call anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's nobody around. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes home.
So what do you think we should do, man?
Well, I think you need a dedicated traffic control unit, somebody that could think like me or you, that would go there and say, hey, what if we let these guys go out this U-turn intersection, go down the block, and come back in?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that'll work.
Easy. You
put
see?
A squad car up at the other end, block the lane off, put a cop out there like they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, simple stuff that you could do. You just sit there looking at this.
You saw yourself driving around out of traffic.
Yeah, and then I had to go to Wahiawa. So I ended up turning around, going around through Waimanalo, all the way around the island, which made me think of my plan, too, is make a circle island freeway like H3 that goes all the way around the island. Worst case, the road is blocked. You just turn around and go the other way.
Amen.
You know?
I know.
But you spend a couple of billion on a damn train that's going to go 8 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Fix some bypass road. Anyway,
I still like the bridge because you know that Fort Island bridge. The military put that up real quick.
Right.
You know, I still think when I go to golf, when I golf in at Westlock or I'm golfing at New Ever and Ever Beach, and I look right across the water and I see Honolulu Pearl Harbor right there, I think, man, they just make one bridge.
No, that's like I said, the sensible people like us. You know, but you know what? We ain't getting paid. We ain't getting paid not to think.
I don't kid you.
Anyway,
hey,
I know
get some ethanol. Get some ethanol in your car. Stop by George's place. We just picked up. How many gallons we got yesterday?
We got just about 2,000 gallons.
I will be there.
All right.
You know, now I'm going to get a speeding ticket, but that's okay.
Have
to catch me.
That's okay. Make sure he fix your brakes, too.
Okay.
Take care, my friend.
All right. Aloha.
All right. You see that, man? Another concerned citizen with just common sense. You
know, common sense.
But which is very uncommon.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Especially those on the outer islands and in America and Canada and Japan and wherever.
In America, well, where we stay, bro.
Oh, we stay in Hawaii.
You see, that's right. Just like the mainland, people say, hey, where are you going? Going mainland? We are on the mainland. This is the mainland.
No, they don't consider us mainland. No.
Who's that dropping in on us? Who's that voice? Who's sexy voices?
They don't consider us mainland.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
but when you order parts from the mainland,
yeah,
they say free shipping, yeah?
Yeah.
And when you say Hawaii, oh, sorry, we don't go Hawaii.
No, I know. You know what I don't like about shipping is when you see those stuff on TV and they say, we receive another one absolutely free. Just pay additional handling and shipping charges. I wonder how much those things are.
Hmm.
Probably the same price as the product itself, huh?
Yep.
Hmm. So, yeah, we're nobody out here because...
Yeah, we're nobody.
We paying the same price as everybody else and so forth.
Oh, they should, if they say free shipping, they should give us the free credit. Part of it if they don't want it to cost more.
That don't work that way.
By the way, tell everybody who that sexy voice is. Because I got friends who've never even heard of you in their life listening to this show. And they're wondering, who is that?
Anyway, let's get to ethanol.
You don't want me to know who that is, do you, Josh?
Ethanol will not raise taxes, folks. Mm. And ethanol, it is not explosive and is not flammable like our driver was told yesterday.
Yeah, and you know, I want to give some love.
He was scared as hell.
I want to send some love to my friend Chad. Well, actually, my friend Gino Sequena over at the Operating Engineers, first of all, who put us in line with Chad Kobayashi, who put us in line with his driver, Junior, who picked up the ethanol and brought it to George's shop. But this guy was scared because he thought that the ethanol was so flammable and explosive that he was nervous the whole time bringing it to us.
Did you see how much he was sweating?
Yeah, he was perspiring. Yeah,
he was so scared.
Yeah, but you know what? He did the same thing that all my Samoan friends would do. He said, "Brother, I will take the truck. I will drop it off over there. I don't care if I blow up. It's okay. Just pay the family the money." So he brought the ethanol over, and we made him relax. Right? We made him realize that hey, ethanol is
non vodka.
Yeah. And he was pumping that into the gallons, and he was looking pretty good at the end of that.
Yeah, he felt good, huh?
You know, if that was gas, Johns, he would have been dead.
Yep.
He would have been dead just from inhaling
the fumes.
That. Yeah, but Brada was feeling pretty good after breathing in ethanol. Huh?
Yeah.
And so, Junior, Shirley, thank you very much for all your work from the Samoan guys inside here. Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Where's that looking sexy at voice Japan. You know, chap, the people of Japan gotta be really, really commended for how they handle the whole situation.
Well, you know how proud I am being a little Japanese that I am because I'm Okinawan Portuguese with a hint of Japanese. You feel proud.
Yep.
Bro, they just so humble in misery.
Yeah.
So humble in defeat and destruction. They don't steal. They never cry. They just endure it.
Yeah.
That's why we help them, you know, because we just love them. Anyway, continue on.
They're so, I was amazed because my customers from Japan told me that, you know, on the road, they see stuff that's not theirs.
Yeah.
They don't pick it up.
Yeah.
It's not theirs.
Yeah. Incredible.
The store is broke open.
Mm-hmm.
They don't run into the store and go take everything.
Incredible, huh? They're so humble, mean. I can't even get them to look at me in Waikiki because sometimes you see some, you like say hi to them, you know. They don't even look at you. They're just so obedient. They just, they don't like disrespect you, nothing.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And she also said, in the store, when the electricity goes out, everybody put everything back on the shelf.
You know we'd be grabbing.
And they walk out.
You know we'd be taking extra.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be eating. You're in a supermarket. How many times I ate Kulolo in the supermarket when the lights was on? You ever did that before as a kid? Walk around the store, grab one Kulolo, just start whacking them and then put them. You know, drink one soda, do something. You know what I mean? I can't believe I'm talking about Kulolo. I'm glad the crew over here is enjoying this show.
Yeah.
Not that anybody's probably even listening to us. This is probably like the...
It's only family here.
Yeah, family. All right.
Give us a call at 808.
Yeah.
296-5467 you get through laughing.
Yeah, if you got nothing else better to do, give us a call. We ain't doing nothing but looking at each other, talking to the... What else you got on those papers you got over there? You got all kind of
the
notes.
The gas prices in Canada is now $5.50 a gallon for regular.
You ain't finding me going to Canada.
or is coming here too.
Yeah, I know. Not yet, but
in 2 weeks.
Let me ask you, if somebody goes to Nita's Auto Repair and picks up 2 gallons of ethanol and puts it into their tank, now we know that they're going to be spending anywhere from $8 to $9 a gallon of ethanol from you. But the benefits of putting that into your car, people,
is unbelievable.
Is incredible. And, you know,
yep.
You got to do it. You got to do it. You're going to get hooked, and then your car going to run better.
Yeah, well, look at Leo.
Mr. Leo Goes and Larry Goes, especially Leo, you know, the guy is hooked.
Yeah.
And if you guys know Leo Goes, respectable, you know, the guy love it. Got to be good.
Yep. He got it in his Mercedes.
Yeah.
And loving it.
Mm-hmm. You know who loves it, too, is my good friend Kevin Lee from Powerhouse Gym. You know, this guy raced, you know, he's into Mustangs and cars like that, you know. And
yeah, but nobody hooked more than you.
Oh, I'm hooked, baby. I'm hooked. No, this bugger hooked, too, because this guy's been following you. I didn't even know your show existed. And Kevin's telling me, man, I've been listening to Nita for years. He's been running mothballs because of you. You know, how did you find out about mothballs? What do you do? Spending time in the closet? What's up, man?
Way back in the 60s, when I was racing?
Yeah.
This German guy come up to me and he said, put mothballs in, you go faster.
Yeah, and what, you listen to him? What do you...
I did it.
Yeah.
I don't make like the people over here and say, no, that's not good.
Mm.
I just put it in and I win.
Because that guy was, you believed him.
Yeah.
The guy who told you about mothballs.
Made sense, so I put it in.
I don't know how you guys figure stuff out like that. Yeah. Oh. No, I know my Chinese friends used to just walk around smelling like mothballs. You know, Chinese people smell like mothballs.
No wonder Wendell smells like that.
All Chinese people smell like mothballs. Like how the Koreans smell like kimchi, garlic. Chinese people smell like mothballs.
Okay, we'll be right back.
The Chinese, did they listen to us? Chinese people listen? Chinese people don't listen. They don't waste their time listening to that.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive.
There's that voice again. Where does that voice come from?
Pizza.
Whose
and Champ
voice is that?
From OC16.
Where is she?
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
We have Andy from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Andy. Andy.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, hello, George.
Same to you.
Oh.
How's you doing? How are you doing?
Doing great. I wanted to say, champ.
Yes, sir, Andy. I'm here. Yeah.
You are awesome.
are you having a good time listening to us this morning?
Or this afternoon? I had a great time at the seminar when George was showing us all the benefits of ethanol, and you were really really helping the whole thing become more exciting and interesting.
Well, thank you very much. I am excited, and it is very interesting learning about this stuff and just hanging out with this nut. You know, the guy who makes incredible, accurate predictions about fuel and the way your car's supposed to run. But thank you very much.
George, you make a great team. George is very serious, and you liven it up and make it fun.
You know, he's looking at me like I think he wants to reach over and just like grab my neck a few times and then
every once in a while I can see why he would think that, but
yeah.
Overall your energy is good.
Well, thank you very much. You have a wonderful Saturday afternoon, buddy.
Well, I wanted to talk to you folks about my experience, George. I told you, George, that I went down to the Capitol about the excise tax increase.
Right.
You ever had in life where you're talking to someone about one thing and a whole other area opens up?
Yeah, well, I talk to George every time.
Yeah, with you, I think, champ, that happens all the time.
Go ahead. So what happened?
Well, I talked to Senator Suzanne Chun Oakland about the excise tax.
It's a good-looking bugger, that one. I like that one.
I could agree with that.
Okay.
But she said that she has been involved with the racetrack in Hawaii. Is that true, George?
Yes.
And so she was kind of touting the fact that she is for a racetrack and she helped in the past or her family or something. But then I wasn't pursuing that line of questioning, but do you think she could be a connection in the legislature to get us a racetrack? Or you already tried, done that, been there, done that?
Yeah, we tried that, done that, been done that back in the 50s, 60s. And, you know, for Oahu, if it wasn't for Jimmy Pfluger from Pfluger Honda, and three pediatricians, we today would have never come across Hawaii Raceway Park.
I see.
Never.
Well,
it was all private money. The state has no intentions of thinking about the younger generation.
Could we get more private money again? Could I do that again?
Or? We did. We had a guy come from the mainland that owns 4 or 5 national racetracks, and Governor Lingle chased him away.
Really?
Yep. Because she asked him, and that's a good friend of mine, and he has his own money, very wealthy guy. Maybe he ought to get nuts with ethanol. But anyway, he came over, he asked Lingle about that feedlot. He wanted to do the feedlot, and he wanted to lease it, and she asked him if he had the money to build it. He said, yeah, he has the money. He doesn't have to go get a loan.
Mm-hmm.
And then she asked the other question of, what about the crew, the construction crew?
Yeah.
And he has his own professional construction crew to go build it.
Mm-hmm.
So the next question was, what's in it for me?
You know they got to have something in it for them.
Yeah. So
you know,
he got up.
Not everybody do anything for nothing. Like me coming on this show benefits me in no way whatsoever. You know what I mean?
Hurt your reputation.
You know, but yeah, there's got to be something in
so,
it for me.
Yeah, so he called me from the airport. He said, no way. Hawaii is just business unfriendly.
Disappointing.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
They couldn't see it, that it would bring money to the state.
You know, we get one governor who's almost 100. You know, he's in his 70s, 75, 76. He shouldn't have to worry about money. He should be making jobs, leaving a legacy.
Yep.
That's right, with the ethanol refinery, 6,000 jobs.
Well, of course, every time we talk about him, we have to ask, George, did he talk to you yet about ethanol?
Nope.
We got some connections. We're going to try to get in close to him, but we don't have $1 million to lock in that appointment. So we're going to have to work.
He told George he was going to meet with him, so we're all waiting out here in a radio land.
Oh, yeah.
We're excited.
He told me before he went.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, we're excited to hear on the radio. You come on the radio and say, yep, no, Neil Abercrombie has agreed to
no.
Oh, yeah? Well,
he will never.
Maybe next week. Well, I'll be listening every time.
Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you at the next
to the meeting.
Huh?
Are you coming to our meeting?
Oh, is it right after the show?
No.
May 1st.
I'll be there. I'll be there on May 1st. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. All right. See you both.
Thank you, buddy. See, that's like getting good brothers right there. You know, once again, another guy who has nothing better to do on a beautiful Saturday afternoon
than listening
to AM radio 690 and call you in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next caller.
He must have free weekends.
Next caller, I think you guys both know. His name is Snugs.
Snugs Subtrain. Let me tell you about my friend Snugs. He's an entrepreneur. He specializes in helping those with medical situations. Mm. People that may be suffering from glaucoma. Eating disorders. Mm. You know, they just need to eat better. I got my friend Snuggy. Snuggles, how you doing there? Snuggles Back Nine Shut Trine, they call him. You know.
I'm doing great, you know. George, I'm a little disappointed you gave that Portuguese another outlet to be loose.
He's talking about... Hey, I am trying to...
Any more microphones.
I am trying to boost this man's ratings. You know, so far from what I know, based on the ratings, three people listen to this. Two of them are sisters who drive an 04 Echo who probably cannot hear very good because they're almost 100 years old. And they drive...
Well, you can almost count me as 2.5, so...
Well, there's no question. By the way, how's your car been running since you've been using the ethanol, Snugs? And
well,
be honest, don't lie.
Don't lie. And I think somehow I got into a space shuttle the other day. My horsepower is unbelievable.
I tell you. See, I told him about that, too. Now, he still said that there was that little sound coming from the engine, but maybe we got to service him a little bit or something.
Mm-hmm. 2002.
Yeah. Maybe eventually you got
it. How you like it?
Oh, I love it. I want to tell everybody to go get their ethanol before it gets low, because Champ is only 5'3.5", and he like wrestled me at 5'7", when the thing gets down to a couple hundred gallons. You
see,
know?
I don't understand how he 5'7". You know what I mean? Because I swear, when I look at him, we eye to eye. And I think to myself, how can he be 5'7" if I'm looking at him in the eye? Because I'm 5'3.5", G. And that's tall. I am the biggest in my family. 5'3.5", 146. That is as big as they come in my family. So Snuggy, you know, my golfing buddy, has been loving the ethanol and spreading the word to everybody. But there is a difference, that Snugs, in your car.
Oh, there's a huge difference. It's almost like getting a brand new motor.
Yeah, you see that? And that leads to a good relationship, because that's his girl's car. Mm. And you know, women, you all don't do nothing except put gas in the car, you know? You got to do more than that. What do you recommend the women do, George?
Put ethanol.
Yeah, but besides, they just...
But.
Yes.
Your girlfriend wants ethanol and you don't
now,
give
now you
it
see,
to
why
her.
You got to let everybody know I got a female friend?
Oh.
You know, you got some people listening that have probably found me attractive on the radio.
Okay.
And now you went ahead and threw that out there. What a... Pick me up on the
just
bus,
cut
please.
Your line.
Hey, you said nobody's listening.
Who... Nobody does listen, but I'm just saying, in case somebody happened to be flipping stations like I do, you know, coming across, you know. So
don't worry, we won't tell nobody, Champ.
Yeah. Snugs, is there anything you want to tell the people of Hawaii since you took time of your busy day, since you had nothing else better to do than to call George Nita's radio show? What do you want people to know about ethanol, baby? Talk to me.
All I want people to know is George Nita is a genius, and thank you very much for introducing me to the wonderful world of ethanol. It's almost like cocaine for my car.
It is cocaine for your car.
Once it gets low, it wants it, you know, it needs it. So I got to take a little trip to Kalihi and get my ethanol.
That's right, baby.
But thank you very much, George. Thank you very much, Champ,
back
for introducing me to George.
Back nine, Shup, try and be ready. I'm going to call you after this. We're going to do some Twilight.
Roger.
All right, peace.
Aloha.
You see that? I'm gonna take him out to Barber's Point and spank him, just for calling in today and making our day. All right, we got somebody else on the phone.
We are going to a break first. We'll be right back. All right.
If you're calling, hang on. Don't hang up because this is really real. This is real radio right here. We on the line, aren't we? We real. It's not a makeup show.
Nope.
Unbelievable.
You're listening to Automotive 101 with George Nita and Champ from OC60.
I can't believe they listen to you. I can't.
Car. I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my boy.
Oh, okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob. I can't hear you, Rob.
Wait, hang on. Our master controller. Hang on, Rob.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
Chaz, get me on.
All right, we on. Chaz is off today.
Oh, okay. Are we live?
Yeah, we live.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Can hear you now.
Okay, good. I wanted to let you guys know, Chaz, you're making, you know, kind of joking around, which is always good, yeah?
Well, in this day and age, you got to remember one thing. Never take the comedian serious.
Absolutely. I'm old enough to know that. But I just want to let you guys know that, you know, like Andy called in about talking to Suzanne Chun Oakland?
Yes.
He spent more than half of his day into the early evening.
Wow.
Struggling to just get in the door to talk to these guys because they all play the, they're busy, they're not around, but he did,
mm-hmm.
and he told you what he told you,
mm-hmm.
but I want to let you guys know that with his permission, and no names mentioned other than his first name, he owns the biggest pool service business in Hawaii, and this man, I mean, he doesn't stop working till after 9 o'clock at night.
Unreal.
I mean, you know, he's one of these 24-7...
You're talking about Andy who called in?
Yeah.
Wow.
And, I mean, you know, he's been a good friend of mine for a lot of years. He's just amazing. He tackles the politicians and holds down a really big... his own private...
And he running his business at the same time.
Yeah, his independent business at the
Unreal.
Same time.
So, unreal.
I know that he would never be the one to tell you guys, but, you know, it's okay for me to say so, you know?
Go ahead. Yeah, certainly, he's not going to toot his own horn, but...
Yeah, he's that kind of guy.
Yeah. No, you know what? It's just like all my buddies who are lobbyists. when they go and visit the senators and the House members, and those guys play the keep away game, they just wait in the office all day.
That's exactly what he did, Chad.
Yeah, the guy tell him, "Hey, I'm gonna come back. Oh, you like come back in 2 hours?" He says, "No, I'll just wait." And they wait. And they
wait. I wanted to toot Andy's horn for him.
You got it, baby. Toot toot for Andy.
Love and respect Andy.
Thank you, Andy, and thank you to you, brother, for recognizing him. Take care. Have a good day. See, that's good people right there. Yeah. Those are friends.
Good people is Wendell Kwan.
You know, well, it all depends on how you look at him.
Yeah, Wendell, is the chairman for this Nifty's 50s and 60s oldies bash.
Okay, you got charge of the jungle on, and he can do all that for you.
Charge of the jungle? Who's that?
Oh,
Judge,
no.
Who's that?
We may as well go home.
Is that Judge Way Ale Ale?
Yeah.
There's only one Judge of the Jungle.
Only one Judge of the Jungle.
Now we know that George Y. Ale Ale has nothing better to do
than
on a Saturday afternoon
exactly.
than to call up and to give us his very valued opinion.
Mm-hmm.
George, what's happening, buddy?
We can't hear you.
The good thing is...
We got him.
Hello? Can
you
hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, the good thing is we're moving along with the Nifty's Oldies 50s, 60s bash for October 14th. Tom Moffitt will be there.
Woo.
And, you know, in this day and age, you know...
When is
George, October 14th.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to say, in this day and age, you know, George Nita must be like Panasonic, just slightly ahead of our time.
Yeah.
You know, bringing up ethanol, especially with gas prices going the way they were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the day is going to come that ethanol is going to be much cheaper than gas, and it's going to give you more performance.
Amen.
Yeah. You know?
If we can make it in a way.
Well, like I said, you know, you got to have the right people. You got to have a lot of the nonprofits are looking for new ways to get the most out of their. The trucks now. I was watching the TV the other night.
Did you see what my boys at Pine Ridge are paying for gasoline now? From $75,000 to $150,000. What is that, a month?
Yeah.
What about parking? A lot of people had a problem with parking at that Pacific Beach Hotel last year. And Wendell said they're going to have a sign that you can park at the...
You can park at the other hotels around in that area. They
set up
stuff.
There was one hotel.
Yeah.
What was that hotel's
name?
Was
it the Prince Cohill?
No, it wasn't the Prince Cohill. I think it was another one.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. Yeah.
But the best way for that, George, you know and I know and everybody know the two Georges. I feel like it's like I'm in a zoo. You know, I got George on the right and George on the phone.
Okay.
You know? But anyway... you got to get there early. You guys are old. You know you wake up early. You go to bed early. Get over there early.
But, you know, it's for a couple of hours going back to your Hanabara days, high school days, enjoying the music, having a guy like Tom Moffitt reliving the past of people who have come to Hawaii and what was done back then. And it's a good 2-3 hours. Where can you go for about $60?
Yeah.
Have a great dinner.
Buffet.
All you can eat, you know?
And you know the women eat.
Yeah.
The women, bro. I just tell you, I've seen some women pound at this party.
Yeah.
Pound.
And so some of you who would like to really enjoy the night, we've got some special sales to stay at the Pacific Beach Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So... I mean, make it a weekend for yourself right there.
You know what? When's the last time y'all went out to a hotel and dirty the sheets?
Come on, old people. I can't remember.
That's right. 50s to 60s, oldies bash.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get out there.
Hey, talk to you guys later. Have a great one.
George Y. Ali Ali, man, I tell you. I like that guy. You know, it's the only guy he take pictures. He don't look in the camera.
Yeah. He's shooting all over.
He's shooting from his right below, right above his chest. You know, right there. He's at that level. Unbelievable.
Yep, you can go to the niftiesoldiesbash.net and register now. Okay? Go early.
Yeah. It's amazing the staff that you have on this radio show. You pay these guys for this?
They're highly paid.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd stop paying them if I was you, first of all. All right? First of all, you want to stop paying them. Second, give them some ethanol.
That'll do it.
Buy them some candy. You buying them candy? You treating them good?
Let them drink some ethanol.
You know, are you treating them good, George?
Sure, we'll let him drink some ethanol.
All right, take care of your peeps now. Also, you know, my friends at the operating engineers, real quick, thank you very much. My friend Dan, Gino, and everybody out there who helped us get that truck. So thank you guys one more time for that. I love to beat you up on the cost. Next, Jaws, what you got?
Well, what we got is people calling in last minute. And just like the Nifty's 50s bash, they're all last minute. And a lot of people, like Damian Farias, registered last minute last year and was turned away.
Farias, what do you expect? You know what I mean? It's like Pacheco, Gomes, you know what I mean? Silva, you know? They don't get them. Come on. You knew when the party was. You listened to the show. You knew he was going. You got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like the fact. Everybody you see at McDonald's in the morning, everyone that you see walking around Pro Ridge and Alamoana at the mall is the same people you're going to see at this Nifty 50s bash. And all you old people, stop stealing stuff from McDonald's and the condiments. Okay? Because you're stealing the condiments, I'm paying a higher price when I go in there and buy something. You notice that? I can't even get ketchup anymore because the old people take the ketchup and the sugar and the cream. So, you Nifty 50s people, come on out.
That's right.
Yeah.
What else is the best bash ever.
That's right. And don't forget the forum.
Next
ask
forum.
Ask George Nita. This is the only forum where you can ask George Nita a question in a microphone. If not, you can write down your question anonymously, put them in the box. I will read the question. George will answer.
That's May 1st on a Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. At McKinley High School Cafeteria.
Yes.
Okay, put it down, spread the word. This is about ethanol and about the future of Hawaii.
That's right. And we will have refreshments, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
If you're early. I heard we're going to give away a trip. We may give away a trip to Vegas, but I doubt it. All right. There's that voice again, that laugh. It's nice when women
we will laugh. Bring sample ethanols for people to try.
That's right. And I tell you what, we'll do a drawing. Yeah, why don't we do a drawing and we'll give away 2 to 4 gallons free.
Yeah.
For somebody. How's that? Yeah. All right.
Good idea.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, for the first 20 people that sign up.
Only the people who didn't try it before.
What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, I know what you were thinking.
You know I'll be the first.
I know you're thinking that.
You see, Josh, you're actually kind of witty. You're not all knowledge. You know, you do have some wit.
You're thinking I'm getting it for yourself.
All right. When's the next time you have this show again? When is this show on again? Your radio talk show. When is it on again?
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday, 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Same place.
Yep.
And people actually listen to this.
I think so.
Yeah? Okay.
If not, they're watching the radio.
Yeah. Because I tell you what, you look good on radio, my friend.
Yeah.
You look excellent. Yeah. What else you got? What else you got?
That's it.
That's it?
Man. It's about time for us to get out of here.
Really?
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM690 KHNR.
Unbelievable.
What was that message right there? Who dropped that in on you?
They cut us off.
Did they? Are we still on the air?
You are.
All right. So I want to say hello and to all my friends out there who took their valued time out of their day to waste on us. Thank you very much. What is this, man? Oh, man, listen to that music. Who chooses your music?
Me.
Do you?
You got something with that?
Okay, well, who sings this song? Who sings this song? Who's this? Come on.
Danny Coach.
Yeah. This is the kind of stuff I remember, back in the day. Back in the day when King Amendment II was walking around the land.
Yeah.
They was playing this.
Okay. Hey. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in
and
all the people that helped us with the ethanol yesterday.
Thank you very
much. And Champ and Wendell Kwan.
Thank you, George. Thank you for enlightening me on this. You know, I told you yesterday I could never repay you for everything you've done. But
thank you very much.
I'm glad you are my friend, and I'm glad I'm your friend. Thank you.
Okay. See you all next Saturday. Aloha.
Raj Leong. Peace out.